Base, this is 14. Code 2999. Do you copy? 2-9-er, 9-er, 9-er. I put the vase with the wildflowers in it back down on my desk very carefully. As I did, I had a very vivid memory, hearing on the radio that John Lennon had died. I was making breakfast for my dad that day. I was going to serve him and then just dash because I was late for school. I had a glass bowl with eggs in it curled against my stomach. I was beating them with a whisk when the man on the radio said that Lennon had been shot in New York City. I set the glass bowl down in the same careful way I now set down the vase.
Tony,
I called across the barracks, and at the sound of my voice, or the sound of what was in my voice, everyone stopped what they were doing. The talk stopped upstairs as well. Tony, George Stankowski is 2999. And without waiting, I scooped up the microphone and told George that I copied, 5-by, and come on back. My 20 is Country Road 46, Poteenville, he said. I could hear an uneven crackling sound behind his transmission. It sounded like fire. Tony was standing in my doorway by then, and Sandy Dearborn in his civvies, with his cop shoes hung from the fingers of one hand. A tanker truck has collided with a school bus and is on fire. That's the tanker that's on fire, but the front half of the school bus is involved. Copy that?
Copy, I said. I sounded okay, but my lips had gone numb.
This is a chemical tanker, Norco West. Copy?
I copy Norco West, 14, writing it on the pad beside the red telephone in large capital letters.
Plaques?
Short for placards. The little diamonds with icons for fire, gas, radiation, and a few other fun things.
Can't make out the plaques, too much smoke, but there's white stuff coming out, and it's catching fire as it runs down the ditch and across the highway. Copy that?
George had started coughing into his mic again.
Copy, I said. Are you breathing fumes, 14? You don't sound so good. Over. Roger that. Roger fumes, but I'm okay. The problem...
But before he could finish, he started coughing again. Tony took the mic from me. He patted my shoulder to say I'd been doing all right. He just couldn't bear to stand there listening anymore. Sandy was putting on his shoes. Everyone else was drifting toward dispatch. There were quite a few guys there with the shift change coming up. Even Mr. Dillon had come out of the kitchen to see what all the excitement was about.
The problem's the school, George went on when he could. Poteenville Grammar is only 200 yards away.
School's not in for almost another month, 14. You...
Break. Maybe not, but I see kids.
Behind me, someone murmured, August is crafts month out there. My sister's teaching pottery to 9- and 10-year-olds. I remember the terrible sinking feeling I got in my chest when I heard that.
Whatever the spill is, I'm upwind of it, George went on when he could. The school isn't. I repeat, the school is not. Copy.
Copy, 14, Tony said.
Do you have FD support?
Negative, but I hear sirens.
More coughing.
I was practically on top of this when it happened, close enough to hear the crash, so I got here first. Grass is on fire. Fire's headed toward the school. I see kids on the playground standing around and watching. I can hear the alarm inside, so I have to guess they've been evac'd. Can't tell if the fumes have gotten that far, but if they haven't, they will. Send the works, boss. Send the farm. This is a legitimate 29.
Tony.
Are there casualties on the bus, 14? Do you see casualties? Over.
I looked at the clock. It was 2:15. If we were lucky, the bus would have been coming, not going, arriving to take the kids home from making their pots and jars.